What if the work you're most proud of, the project that consumed your evenings, the initiative you championed, the program you poured your heart into, vanished tomorrow because you couldn't prove it mattered? This isn't a hypothetical nightmare. It's what happened to Sarah Robertson, a counselor helping struggling families at Canadian food banks. When government officials suddenly demanded proof of her program's return on investment, she had nothing but good intentions and activity reports. Her program was canceled before she could gather the evidence that might have saved it. The painful irony? She realized too late that the data existed all along. She just hadn't been collecting it. In a world obsessed with metrics, dashboards, and data-driven decisions, being busy isn't enough. You need to demonstrate tangible value. Yet most professionals feel paralyzed by this demand, believing that proving impact requires advanced statistics or impossibly complex analysis. The truth is far simpler. A systematic framework can transform how you demonstrate worth, secure resources, and amplify your influence. This isn't about becoming a data scientist. It's about learning to speak the language of results in a way that resonates with stakeholders who control your future. Success isn't a finish line. It's a staircase where each step enables the next. This framework creates a logical chain connecting initial reactions to financial returns. Level 1, reaction and planned action. Do people view your initiative as relevant and useful? Without initial buy-in, projects stumble before they start. This measures whether you've captured hearts and minds, the foundation for everything that follows. Level 2, learning. This examines the knowledge and skills people need to succeed. Understanding reduces resistance and builds confidence. When people grasp what they need to know, motivation naturally increases. Level 3, application and implementation. Are people actually using new skills? This is where theory meets reality. Application measures reveal what's working and what support might bridge the gap. Level 4, impact. This connects actions to improvements in output, quality, cost, and time, the strategic KPIs that matter to sponsors. Impact includes tangible measures like revenue and intangible ones like customer satisfaction. Level 5, ROI. Is it worth it? This measures financial efficacy through benefit-cost ratio or ROI percentage. A BCR of 2.18 means every dollar invested yields $2.18 in benefits, demonstrating efficient resource use in language executives understand. Despite this logical progression, organizations often fixate on charismatic leaders without measuring results or fund training without tracking application. The interconnected nature of these levels makes comprehensive measurement essential. Every successful project begins by defining the impact you want to create, focusing on outcomes, not activities. When Chip Huth led the Kansas City SWAT team, they generated 30-40 citizen complaints annually, each costing $70,000 to investigate. Rather than vague goals like improve communication, Chip identified a specific impact measure, reducing costly complaints. This clarity provided a concrete target and baseline for measuring success. Impact measures come in two varieties. Hard data includes objective measures, units produced, error rates, response times, operating costs. Soft data is more subjective, leadership effectiveness, work climate, employee engagement. While traditionally harder to quantify, modern analytics increasingly make soft measures both meaningful and measurable. Sometimes impact measures are obvious, found in declining KPIs. When impact isn't immediately clear, ask, "What happens if we do nothing?" to reveal what truly matters. After defining impact measures, establish baseline performance. The Kansas City SWAT team's 30-40 annual complaints totaled $2.1 to $2.8 million annually. Money serves as a universal language, allowing mathematical analysis that transcends departmental silos. Sarah Robertson learned a painful lesson. Don't wait until someone requests value data. By then, it's too late. Had she been reporting how her counseling reduced repeat food bank visits, her program might have survived budget scrutiny. Good intentions without evidence rarely survive organizational pressure. After identifying desired impact, the next question is deceptively simple. How do we get there? Many projects begin because someone believes they have the right solution, but this assumption needs rigorous testing before committing resources. When Starbucks shut down 8,000 locations for racial bias training following a discrimination incident, it cost $12 to $14 million in lost sales. While the gesture sent a powerful message, research suggests anti-bias training rarely produces lasting behavioral change. Finding effective solutions requires exploring multiple options rather than jumping to the most obvious approach. Performance gaps, the distance between current and desired states, cause problems or create opportunities. Sometimes experience reveals these gaps clearly. Other times, stakeholder input, case studies, or analytical tools become essential. Rebecca Benson's approach to high employee turnover demonstrates this perfectly. Rather than assuming pay was the only issue, she used focus groups to identify five distinct causes: low wages, poor management, insufficient training, job burnout, and scheduling problems. By addressing all five simultaneously, she reduced turnover from 40% to 21%. A narrow solution focused only on wages would have failed. Learning is essential to implementing any solution successfully. When drivers didn't understand newly installed roundabouts, minor accidents increased, even as serious collisions decreased, a classic case of overlooking learning needs. Stakeholder preferences matter tremendously. The new Coke failure illustrates this. Despite taste tests showing people preferred the new formula, the company failed to understand consumers' emotional attachment to the original product. Technical superiority couldn't overcome psychological resistance. Clear objectives drive success. Martin Burt's Poverty Stoplight program transforms poverty elimination by giving families clear pathways across 50 indicators using a three-phase system: red, severe deprivation; yellow, progress; and green, adequacy. Families visualize their journey through specific, measurable objectives, turning an overwhelming challenge into manageable steps. Vague goals like increased productivity lack definition. How much increase? By when? Research shows specific objectives drive the best results. Effective objectives follow the SMART framework: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. They should represent minimum acceptable performance, remain few in number, involve subject matter experts, maintain stakeholder relevance, create achievable stretch targets, allow adjustment flexibility, and focus design through evaluation. The real power comes from sharing objectives with everyone: team members, participants, funders, executives. Objectives serve as architectural blueprints, guiding designers, directing facilitators, and providing clear success metrics. Lydia Johnson's experience at a global finance organization demonstrates the consequences of skipping this step. When the president requested ROI evaluation of their coaching program involving 440 managers and 85 coaches, Lydia discovered no business objectives connecting coaching to measurable outcomes. The program was put on pause, a fate avoidable with clear impact objectives from the start. Proving project success requires proper planning. When Suzette Haywood redesigned a leadership development program for state government, she needed to justify higher costs. By implementing 15 response rate improvement techniques, she achieved nearly 50% response from participants and supervisors, demonstrating a 37% ROI that secured continued funding. Effective data collection starts with clear objectives. They determine what to measure, how to collect it, from whom, and when. The critical rule: only collect what's needed to prove objectives are being met. Success depends on appropriate collection methods, credible sources, minimal bias, and proper timing.